Now that Wexford Science and Technology has signed a purchase and sale agreement, what are the next steps to bringing that project to fruition?
So there's a 90-day due diligence period where they will go through validating the soil conditions, legal title to the property, things of that nature. And then there'll be a following six-month period for them to get building permits, get all the necessary authorizations. It'd be about up to a nine-month process before they'd be in a position to close on the actual purchase of the first phase.
Once Wexford closes, how soon after that would you expect that construction would start on their project?
I would expect that it would be within three, at the most 6 months, probably around 3 months post-closing.
Has Wexford's interest in Providence sparked any other expressions of interest?
We're having conversations almost daily with prospects. Some are currently within the state and need to expand most of the anchor institutions fall into that category. And there is also quite a bit of interest from the region, within the region, particularly up north in Massachusetts.
What are the top obstacles right now as far as fulfilling the vision of making the 195 district a vibrant place of jobs and economic development?
I think we've done all of the groundwork. I mean that literally and figuratively, literally in terms of getting the streets in and the utilities and having the parcels ready to go, as evidenced by the sale to Wexford and CV Properties, and figuratively in terms of the tax stabilization agreement that the mayor's office and the city council passed last year. You know, that takes away any uncertainty about tax policy for a new development. We've got the incentive programs, including the I-195 $25 million fund to plug any financing gaps. So I think all the pieces are in place. I think the credibility of the city and the state are well established in terms of their commitment to economic development and wanting to encourage a very positive environment for that. I think it's really a matter of executing this year, executing on the purchase and sale agreements, executing on getting some of the development started, and really coming up with the facilities to accommodate the local, the indigenous growth.
You sound pretty optimistic, but there is some discussion of the possibility of a recession on the horizon nationally. Also, the Wall Street Journal this week had a story raising the possibility there could be a slowdown on commercial property development. If those factors do slow down, how would that affect the forward motion on the 195 district?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. What I call the macro factors, I think, is where the risk is in terms of the U.S. economy, in terms of significant movements in the capital markets that might reprice assets across the board. Fortunately, or perhaps ironically, I think places like Boston and New York City, where prices have exceeded historic highs, where the returns are quite dear, are more at risk than Providence is. Providence is a bargain. The price was in the purchase and sale agreement with Wexford. You know, we're selling our land at $15 per buildable square foot. Comparable in Boston is north of $200 per square foot. And in New York, it can be as much as $1,000 per square foot. I think the fact that our price point and the affordability of development in the city will insulate us to some degree, just because it's a more competitive value proposition for a developer or for a tenant.
You say all the pieces are in place. If everything goes as planned, how will the district look and feel differently in 5 years' time?
In 5 years, I would expect, let's take what we know today. On Parcel 8, which is on the east side, we expect to break ground with Royal Oaks as the developer for 50 residential units and maybe 20,000 square feet of space right next to the Benrus building over there, not far from Al Forno. The first phase of the CV Wexford development is approximately 500,000 square feet, a couple hundred thousand square feet of R&D space, a restaurant, a hotel, and residential development overall. That should be completed, up, and occupied within 5 years. I would expect that the second phase of that development would be another 300,000 square feet, would also be underway by that time. I would expect that the land would have been purchased and we would be under construction and perhaps nearing occupancy for that. I also think that there are other parcels on the west side of the river that we would have sold by that time and that would be under development, and at least one of the parcels just east of the river. Of course, the bridge will be in by that time. The park will have been developed, the signature park of about 4.5 acres. So I think what you're going to see is the beginning of a transformation of bridging between Down City and the Jewelry District. You're going to start to see that filled in a material way. There will still be some developable parcels on the east side, I would guess one or two, and there will still be probably a couple of developable parcels on the west side, but on the far west side, over closer to 95. And importantly, the Landing project will be completed by then, which I think will also transform the city in terms of its cumulative impact with what we're doing on the 195 land.
South Street Landing.
Yeah, South Street Landing.
Nursing school with right. office space and other yep. things.
The Riverwalk should be completed from Point Street all the way up to downtown. So I think you're going to see a very different environment. It's, I think of it with the freeway coming down on the 195 land akin in a modest way to, the Berlin Wall coming down, to permitting the reuniting of the city.
You've talked also of reinventing the 195 district as a place that's bustling and active 24 hours a day, a live, work, play environment. How will that happen?
Yeah, at least 18 hours a day, 6 days a week, if not 24/7. The key there is to have a mix of uses so that the area is activated. So that means residential along with commercial. That means retail and hospitality and restaurants, in addition to the office space that will occur. And I think we're going to have a good mix of those uses. It certainly means having recreational uses so that people are attracted to use the space. So I think it's all about placemaking and creating a mixed-use development. And the way we look at it in the HRNA report that came out recently that was commissioned by Commerce really talks about the 195 land as being the catalyst for this type of revitalization and redevelopment throughout the Jewelry District in Down City. So we have about 25 acres of land in the 195 land, but when you take the whole Jewelry District in Down City, you get upwards of 300 acres. And when you look at other areas across the country like Pittsburgh, like Philadelphia, like St. Louis, just to name a few, you need a critical mass of land that can be, over a period of a decade perhaps, developed and create a new environment.
You referred a little bit earlier to the pedestrian bridge that's planned to span the Providence River. There's been a little bit of stop and start on that. So where does that stand and when do you expect it to be completed?
Yeah, the design, the final design work will be completed by the third quarter of this year, at which time we expect the contract for construction will be let, and we would expect that construction would begin on the bridge possibly by the end of the year, or certainly by the first quarter of next year. You know, we have almost biweekly, certainly monthly conversations with RIDOT to coordinate that, as well as the design for the park, which they're responsible for putting in as well.
Joseph Azrak, chairman of the I-195 Commission, thank you for sitting down with us.
My pleasure. Thanks, Ian.